This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
On August 12, 2021, the small town of Moab, Utah, well, it became the epicenter of a national tragedy when police responded to the domestic dispute involving Gabby Petito and her boyfriend, Brian Laundry. In the weeks and months that followed, the nation was riveted by the story of Gabby's disappearance and subsequent death, as well as the manhunt for Brian Laundry, who ultimately took his own life before he could be brought to justice. Now, a new development in the case has added a layer of complexity to the already complicated situation. Gabby Petito's parents have filed a $50 million lawsuit against the Moab Police Department, alleging that the department and one of its officers, Eric Pratt, failed to protect their daughter from harm. The suit alleges that Pratt failed to uphold his duty as a peace officer by failing to make an arrest, despite the fact that he later told other officers that Laundry raised more red flags than a Chinese communist rally. The suit also claims that Pratt failed to adhere to proper police policy by cutting Laundry loose despite telling another officer he believed Laundry was a threat to Petito's well-being. Transcripts of an interview with Pratt revealed that he viewed Laundry as both an emotional and mental threat to Petito. Despite this, he failed to make that arrest, as required by Utah law, in all domestic incidents. So if you were sitting there wondering, going, why didn't he? So is everyone else, including the law. The suit names at Moab Police Department two officers who responded to the call and two former leaders. It claims that the officers failed to recognize the obvious indicators of abuse during the August 2021 traffic stop. Had police done their due diligence, the suit states, it would have been clear to them that Gabby was a victim of intimate partner violence and needed immediate protection. Why would an officer do this? Could an officer do this if he too has been a domestic abuser and regularly found loopholes to avoid filing paperwork for cases? According to the suit, Pratt had multiple extramarital affairs while serving as an officer and then police chief in Salina, 158 miles west of Moab. One of his ex-lovers said Pratt would regularly tout his ability to avoid filing paperwork, something he's admitted in a podcast interview last year. The same woman, who was not named in the suit, also said that Pratt threatened her life on numerous occasions. The suit also alleges that Pratt once told her, if this had been a week ago, I would have been digging a grave and you would have been in it, according to interviews conducted by the Daily Mail. The Moab Police Department has yet to respond to allegations in the suit, but Gabby's parents are hoping that it will bring about some measure of justice for their daughter. They're also hoping that it will lead to changes in the way that domestic violence cases are handled by law enforcement agencies across the country. The tragedy of Gabby Petito's death has highlighted the need for better training and resources for law enforcement officers to respond to domestic violence calls. It's also underscored the importance of taking allegations of abuse seriously and following through with arrests and other protective measures. Because if we're allowing alleged or known abusers to have a badge, then we're just waiting for another Gabby Petito situation to fall upon us.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on this? Our phone number, 8885-KILLER, 888-554-5537, to share your opinion. Love to hear it 24/7. Call in and leave it. We may use it on a future episode of the program. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.